Blog Talk Radio.
What is that?
Too much bass, baby. You know how those cars
have
too much bass.
Yeah.
There you go. Take it down a notch.
It's still like...
Got all this going on in the back room. There's no back seat. And I'm like, what are you doing with this? You're like out of a clown car. What is
all right, to be fair, it was my car, and he was like 6'4", 300 pounds, big old football player. And I stand 5'2".
Basketball
so,
fan.
Basketball. Yeah, for him to squish inside my little Toyota Corolla.
Nice. Oh, my God.
It was hilarious. It leaned to one side when he'd get in.
I think his was a Corolla too, one of those old ones, you know, with the hatchback.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a hatchback one back in the day, way back when? Oh my God,
I don't remember.
All right, let me go ahead and
introduce the people.
Yeah, get us into the man. What is wrong with me today? I don't even know. All right, I just burped. Okay, so hello guys, it is September 29th, 2011, and it is another. It is time for another edition of Gamer Girls Radio. I have no idea what's wrong with me today. I swear, I have not had anything to drink.
She got mesh on the brain.
That's what's going on. I was talking about our new fashion show. I'm excited about that. But
she just announced officially for the first time ever.
Yay! She did it. It wasn't me.
Was I not supposed to do that?
Oh. It's cool, baby. It's cool. They're gonna find out eventually.
Let me wave my hand all Jedi mind trick. You didn't hear anything.
These are not the droids you were looking for.
These are not the girls you're looking for. I'm telling you, it's a daisy. Oh well. Moving on from my faux pas. Yeah, I'm Snow White, by the way, the one who's always professional and, you know, never makes any mistakes. Yeah, that's. We also have Ms. Corey / Gaminatrix, who is the boss lady of us all. So, hi, ma'am.
I want to know why this dress says it comes in black, but it's in yellow in the picture. Oh, we on air?
I know. Seriously. I bought several outfits recently that said, oh, it's this color. And then I get it, and I'm like, no, that is not that color.
I hate that.
No, I'm going to get our
started. Anyway, and that other voice you hear, since there's a whole bunch of estrogen up in the radio tonight. We have Miss Ginger Rocks up in the house. Hi.
Yay!
Hey.
And our lovely Blaster is out doing something amazing that we cannot share unless we have his permission. But good luck and Godspeed.
Yes, we are thinking about you, Blaster. Not like that, you dirty. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Here we are.
I know.
Of course we are.
Let
me just say, Hubba Bubba and Big Red, not a good mix for gum. Yeah.
Ooh.
Ew.
I thought I'd mix the two. You know how
Issa! Issa! Hey, we love you, Issa.
That always makes me want to go, Issa! Issa!
Oh, God. You just broke eardrums right there.
I know, right?
Just busted up all kinds of
things. Sounds like a Wally impression or something.
Don't start me.
Eva!
But this time you do it with Issa.
Issa!
Oh my God. Somebody spiked the air or something.
No, I spiked my own drink earlier, so that's what that is.
Oh, damn.
I have had Crystal Light. That's it. I don't know what's wrong with me today. Anyway.
I have some liquid vitamins from GNC. I don't know what's in them, but thank you, GNC.
Exactly what we needed.
This is exactly what I needed.
Oh, you know what? I just want to say this officially on the air. Officially.
What? Officially?
Star Wars Galaxy peeps, you done pissed me off.
They they are in trouble. We've been hearing about this.
Okay, so y'all know I love Star Wars, right? And I really wanted to play the new Star Wars game as a beta tester, so I tried to sign up. And I signed up and didn't get anything. Nothing. Not a thing. And then all of a sudden I get an email while I'm talking to these two crazy people on Skype earlier. I get the email, and the email says, let's take a survey. You can tell us how you liked being a tester. What the fuck? Really?
Bitches, do I look like I was tested?
When the hell did you see me log in, huh? Crazy bitches. Oh.
I would like to send some love out to my mob family, the Outfit. Thank y'all for having my back at the mansion while I was working. I'm coming back this week. I got some intel.
You were a working girl, huh?
take the duck hunt gun, leave the cannoli.
Oh, geez.
You know, I miss Duck Hunt. That was one of my favorite games growing up.
I like the dog. The dog was my favorite. I don't know.
I always tried to shoot the dog.
Really? I never
really. Did. He would snicker at me, and it would tick me off.
You know, I think I did shoot that damn dog a few times.
You know, I always tried to be, like, mean in games. I just never can.
See, I have no issue with that.
I do. I kill something that I'm not supposed to kill. Like, if I'm in WoW and I accidentally kill one of the critters, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Why did I just apologize for that?
Really?
Yes.
No, see, I was trying to get that achievement where you killed all the little critters.
I hate that achievement.
I love that thing. You got the most random thing off of killing squirrels and rabbits and stuff. It was great.
I'm level 82, by the way, finally. Yeah.
Ooh, congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah. My accounts are deactivated. I got 285 just sitting there rotting.
Mine's not. Anyway, I'm sorry. We totally got off topic.
Blizzard, if you're listening, I want my accounts back. Okay. No, I don't. Not really.
Yes, she does. Anyway, no. What are we talking about today? I totally forgot.
We are talking about several serious subjects, actually.
Yes, so we have to put our Cirrus Business faces on.
Cirrus Business.
Cirrus Business.
I'm sorry, I need to play Wedding Street, so I'm going to leave y'all to it.
No.
No.
You get mad at me when I do that. No, ma'am. No.
Wedding Street forever.
But they said they would.
Nope. No. Bad Corey.
No. Wait, are they doing the invites yet? Or you can, like, make the
Ooh, are they? Oh, what am I talking about? What are...
Ooh.
We'll talk about it later. Right now, we got to go on with the show.
Okay, so this, you know, we're kind of joking around a little bit, but we have all had to deal with this, and hopefully, if you've been lucky enough to never come across this in your lifetime on the internet. Wait a minute, who's got picks up on Facebook? Oh, I'm sorry. You know what, y'all are nasty. And yes, Jay Dukes, I'm still jacked up on those vitamins. They're serious vitamins. But we, actually, Ginger was kind of the catalyst for this particular time, and it's happened to all of us, but for some reason this time it occurred to me that this keeps happening, and I don't think anybody knows what to do. Are we talking about this first, or do we?
Yeah,
we might as well. Might as well. By the way.
So, Ginger, you want to tell them what happened to you?
All right, so yesterday I'm in Second Life because I spend entirely too much of my time there. And a friend of mine, I noticed he'd been kind of gloomy, more gloomy than usual, and told me that he was leaving Second Life and that he wasn't coming back, all that fun stuff like that. And, you know, I've heard friends tell me a lot of times, you know, I'm leaving, da-da-da-da, I'm never coming back, I'm quitting, I'm done. And you hear this in all games. People get fed up with the games, and they leave and some come back, and I was like, you know, I hate to see you go. You're a friend of mine. I'll miss you, and, you know, I hope you come back. And I was like, but, you know, I hope whatever you do is, you know, what you need to do is do what's best for you. And he started on, well, what was best for him was death.
Oh.
And, yeah, that he just needed to die. And this was, I'm not very close to too many people in games. I'm a social butterfly, but I'm pretty standoffish. If you're my friend, you're my friend. Otherwise, you're just an acquaintance.
I'm the same way.
And so this upset me, and I was like, really, dude? Oh, I was mad. I'll totally admit, I was, of course, I was concerned, but I was more pissed off. I was like, seriously, you're going to tell me you're going to kill yourself? I don't ask people too much real life information. At least I try not to anymore. I've learned my lesson. And so I don't know what his name is, where he lives, who he is, or anything. I mean, I know a couple of people that might know. But beyond that, no, I don't really have any information to find for this guy. And so I went to Corey while I still had him talking. I was like, Corey, what do I do? I was like, well, what would you do? And she, you know, Corey told me I should contact Second Life, Linden Labs, and let them know, and that I should call the police. And, well, I contacted Linden Labs, and the first person that I got a hold of pretty much told me there was nothing they could do and disconnected me. The second person tried to tell me the same thing, but I wasn't going to be dissuaded, and was like, well, you know what? I came to you. You're the only one with his information. Here's his name. Can you do something about it? And they're like, well, let me put you on hold. And so it went back and forth for about 10, 15 minutes with them putting me on hold until they finally told me, all right, well, we will thank you for contacting us. We'll handle this. And that was all I heard before they disconnected. So in the meantime, Corey, because she's awesome, and I love you, Corey, thinks more about this than I do. Mm-hmm. And she had already contacted the suicide hotline. And what did they tell you exactly?
They weren't who I called first. They were the second okay. stop. The first people I called was the local law enforcement, just to ask them, what do you do when somebody tells you they're committing suicide online? And Officer Ortiz told me very flatly, I don't know. And as he did that, and I was like, okay, give me something. I don't know. He said again, I don't know. He says, you know, if we had a location, it's different. We can go over and do what they call a welfare check. He says, but when you don't know where they are and we don't know where they are, there's pretty much nothing we can do. I don't know. So the next call I did call, I called the suicide hotline, and they also said they didn't know at first. But then the spokesperson, his name is Danny, and I didn't catch his last name, but he said...
Thank you, Danny.
Yeah, thank you. Danny called me back and told me what to do. I also ended up contacting the FBI because there's also, if you're not familiar with the law, you know, everybody has different jurisdictions, things that they can handle. And the lady at the FBI, I forgot her name, too. Why did I write her name down? Shauna, I think her name was?
Mm-hmm.
Called me back today, and she said, well, they don't have any jurisdiction over suicides at all. She says, even if they know the location, they don't have the ability to go over and do anything. It has to be local law enforcement. And the local law enforcement, according to Danny, their hands are tied by, in other words, we can't, unless we know where they are, it doesn't really do any good for you to call, is what he told me. So call the suicide hotline, and then they will tell you, or give them all your information. Why am I having trouble talking today?
I don't know.
It's them vitamins, man. It's them vitamins.
They are. I'm like, I'm raring to go, but I'm like somewhere up in outer stratosphere. Ooh, the colors and the thoughts are there, but they're just not coming out of my mouth. He said, well, call the suicide hotline first, and if you're not writing this down, it is up on our website. Call the suicide hotline and give them as much information as you have. Usually their avatar name or their gamer tag is enough. And then tell them the company that made the game. Say if you're playing World of Warcraft, you're obviously going to tell them it's Blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
And here's their website, or here's the name of the game, here's their avatar name. And then the suicide hotline, I don't know what kind of superpowers they have, but apparently they have some because...
I heard from the guy again today. He didn't sign in at all yesterday, but he signed in today. And as soon as I saw his name, I pounced on him. I was like, oh my God, you're here. Thank you for being here. You know how scared you had me. And he is pretty pissed. He's mad. He doesn't know that it was me who gave Corey the information who got the stuff done. And I'm not going to tell him. I don't want the trouble because he is mad. And, I don't know. Anyways, he's mad. What pretty much happened was that I guess the suicide hotline finally got a hold of Linden Labs and got his information and called it into the local authorities, who went out and made him go through an involuntary welfare check, more or less, a mental evaluation. And so now he's got to go through all this stuff, and he's mad that, you know, now he's got all these people watching him and, you know, making him do these evaluations and all this fun stuff. And I can understand why he's upset. I mean, in a way, I can, but at the same time, I don't feel bad about what I did. I would hope that if I were ever at that point where I needed help, somebody would be there.
And most likely,
and he
wanted the help or he wouldn't have said anything.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, hopefully this is a wake-up call. If not for him, maybe for the people around him who are going to see what's happening in real life and say, hey, you know what, somebody contacted you. There must be some kind of issue. You know, maybe we should actually get you help instead of just ignoring it. Because a lot of people ignore these people when they're hurting. They think suicide and depression, they think depression isn't real. It's just a thing in your head and you'll get over it. And no, sometimes, depending on the depression and on the person and what it's over and what's hurting them, it's not just going to go away. And I've been there. I will fully admit I've had to go through and be drugged and go through therapy and all that fun stuff, and it wasn't fun, but I'm a better person for it. And, yeah, I fully think that, or at least I hope that this is the outcome for this guy. I hope that he gets the mental help that he needs, because I knew he had issues. I knew, but I just didn't realize they were that bad until yesterday.
Well, let me jump in real quick, and I'm going to make a confession on air. Are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
Snow White's about to confess something.
Mm-hmm.
At one point in time, I actually was suicidal. I had taken an entire bottle of antidepressants, like the whole thing, just like chucked the whole bottle into my mouth and swallowed whatever it was. And I was alone. There was no one around. I called the suicide hotline. And honestly, yes, from coming from that dark of a place, from that vantage point, there was still a small part of me. If I was calling someone, I wanted them to help me.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted them. If I was telling somebody what I was doing, if I was making any contact with anyone at all, then yes, I wanted them to help me. So if someone does say something like that to you, whether you think it's a joke or not, you have to do something about it. If you do not, then you really can't consider yourself a human. You are just a cold-hearted motherfucker is what you
exactly.
are.
Exactly. Exactly.
So coming from that particular place, I can honestly tell you that if someone is contacting you, if someone is talking about it, if someone is even hinting about it or, quote, joking about it,
you
need
seriously.
To do something and take it seriously, because they might really do that. Because I'll tell you what, if I hadn't gotten sick, I may not be here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, seriously, no one came to my aid because I wouldn't allow it. I told the suicide hotline guy no. But I got sick, so I'm okay now. But back then, when I was talking to him, I just needed someone. That's
yeah.
all I needed. So if someone jokes about that, take it seriously, fuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Do something about it.
Yes, and I don't, I mean, okay, I feel bad that he is hurting over it, but I don't feel bad about what I did. He needs the help.
Yes. Don't
and
feel bad at all. Don't feel bad at all. And yeah, he's going to be pissed off for a while. But when he gets better, if he gets better, because sometimes, you know, you can't recover from depression.
Yeah.
And I still have little bouts of depression every now and then, but it's nowhere near as bad. Trust me, nowhere near as bad. I'm good now. But if he manages to get over this bad depression streak that he has going on, he will be supremely thankful to whoever it was that took action.
I hope so. Well,
anything
I mean, I don't
shows
really
him,
want
if anything, it yeah. shows him that someone cares.
Yeah. And I don't want, it's, I feel like it sounds like I want recognition or something by saying that I hope he feels that way someday, and I don't. I didn't want to be the person he told and then ignored and he actually did it. I've lost friends to suicide throughout the years, and I knew, the first one I knew he was hurting. I knew there was stuff wrong with him. I just didn't realize it was that bad until
right.
it was too late. And that was one of the things he tried to tell me yesterday, was that, you know, whatever I do, you'll get over it and, you know, you'll forget about it. No, having lost a friend, I mean, it wasn't even really like a close friend. I mean, we distanced ourselves and hadn't really been close for several months, a year. And when he killed himself, yeah. And I still think about him regularly.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I wish somebody had gotten him the help he needed. We all knew he was hurting. We just didn't know what to do or were hoping he would fix themselves, and that was not the right answer.
There are two problems that I've seen happen in cases like this. Either A, the person is just a callous motherfucker and they just don't care, or they think they don't care, or they can distance themselves emotionally enough to where they're just like, that's not my problem, or B, they are so worried about pissing the person off, about stepping on their toes, about sticking their nose in business that isn't theirs. Let me go ahead and tell you, if somebody is telling you this, they're making it your business.
Exactly.
Handle it.
It is not cliche that when you, this is a one-time TV is not cliche when they tell you, it is a cry for help. They are asking for your help because honestly, if they didn't want help, they could just kill themselves. They wouldn't say anything.
Yes,
period.
Exactly.
They just do it.
Exactly.
See, and that's the deal. You know, I know he's mad and he's trying to find out who it was, and I'm keeping my mouth shut so far, and I don't know if I should even tell him.
I don't think you should, not for a long, long time. Because right now he's still kind of mad that he's embarrassed.
Yeah, I don't want him to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
I just wanted him to get help. I didn't want him. I mean, we're not.
Later on, he might understand that, but right now he is very embarrassed that he considers this a weakness. Because anybody in that particular situation, if someone else finds out about it, they consider it a weakness. They consider them being weak, like they can't handle their own problems, they can't solve their own problems. You know,
I mean, so, I remember going through that, and I didn't tell anybody that I was having these thoughts until I finally went and found help because I was ashamed and I was embarrassed.
Exactly.
I don't know. I hope he gets better. And if anybody's listening who has guessed who this is, I don't think y'all are, but if y'all are, I did it. I'll admit to it.
If he asks.
If he asks.
If he asks straight out, I'll admit to it.
Now,
otherwise, keeping my mouth shut.
The official steps, again, are up on our website. It's an article called How to Help.
Give them the website, babe.
It's our website, GameAndMatrix.com.
That's what I meant. Give them the website.
I'm going.
Crazy
I'm
bitch.
I'm going.
But you, there's also, and this is what we borrowed this from Second Life. Ironically enough, Second Life does have all these numbers up, but I think they should be in a more prominent place. And I think too many people are, as we say, we're too much trying not to be in everybody's business. We're in the wrong people's business at the wrong time, is what I think. Other things that are drama-filled that really isn't your business are the things we're involved in. But every number possible to reach a suicide hotline is up on Game & Matrix. If you have somebody that you're playing a game with and they start making those comments, it sincerely is not joke time. If they're online, they're in front of a camera, and it's not just in-game, we all kind of interact with each other that way now. You know, you talk to people on your iPhone via camera, your iPad. If they start saying, I'm going to kill myself, you know, immediately what he suggested or what Danny suggested is you want to, if you're not on the phone with them, if it is in a game or a chat, then you need to call the suicide hotline in your area. Because obviously you may not know where the person is. That was the big thing that prompted me to do this. You may not have any idea anywhere where this person is in the entire world. So literally it is a needle in a haystack. So you have to start from where you are and then tell them when you do call, you know, make sure you give them their avatar name, their gamer tag, their Skype name, whatever it is that you have so that they can pinpoint where they are. The next thing you want to do is not go into the, you're so stupid, you're going to kill yourself, or go ahead and do it, you know, go ahead and kill yourself. Nobody cares, because that's not something you say to them. If you're thinking, this person is messed up in there for saying that, yeah, they are. That's why you don't want to egg them on.
Yeah, exactly.
They are?
Yes, there is something wrong with them. Yes, they are messed up in the head. That's why they're saying that in the first place.
Yeah, there is something definitely wrong. So you want to tell them, no, I'm sorry you feel that way, and try to keep them talking to you and with you for as long as you can. And then you also want to give them the numbers that are listed on our website, you know, if you can find out where they are. And if you can't, if you have a general idea, if they're U.S., Canada, or U.K., France, you have any general idea of what country they're in, then give them a number. Or, hell, give them the link to our website. I'm leaving this up. This will be an article that we will never archive. We'll keep up forever. So if you can't remember Suicide Hotline, you remember us for no other reason, then come and grab a number from here and give it to them, or give them the page. You know, I don't know where you are, but here's the number to every suicide hotline. If you can't keep them talking, you've done as much as you can at that point. Even if you're worried, you know, what else could I have done? You've done everything that you can possibly do.
And for those of you who may actually be contemplating suicide, please take it from me, someone who has been where you are right now. It is not as bad as you think it is, and you will get through it.
Yep. And I will confess, I have been there as well.
Yes.
Of all three.
See, and we're still here and crazy.
We are. And I'm much happier, much happier.
Right?
My life is much better. I can't even imagine thinking the same thoughts that I did then.
I got great friends. I got great games. I got a wonderful podcast to do, man.
And I will totally admit that you people here at Gamenatrix are a big reason why I feel so much better.
Yes, absolutely.
I love y'all. Y'all are great friends.
Oh, that's a group hug. Oh.
I will tell y'all that I love y'all, but y'all know what keeps me going. I'm waiting for the next GTA 4. Can't die.
You know, wasn't it just a while back you had to wait for the Harry Potter or something? Was it you?
Yes. See, you have to find reasons to stick around out there. If you're like,
right?
I think I want to end it. You're like, wait a minute, I can't leave till I play Gears 4. I mean, find something that's going to make you stick around a little bit longer.
Mine was that I didn't want to hurt anybody. I didn't want anybody to have to find me or deal with it afterwards. That was my big deal. I remembered how much it hurt having friends who kill themselves, and I didn't want to cause that same pain to anybody. So finally, I reached out and I made the phone call, and that day they got me in and got me talking to somebody, and it was all history from there.
Yeah, I didn't really have those thoughts. I kind of went through with it, but it didn't work. I got sick, and then afterwards, as I'm laying there feeling horrible, I'm like, what the hell was I doing? You know, what the hell?
Why would I do?
What did I do that for?
At the time, I think it was on the first Harry Potter or something. I don't know. But that was the tie-in for me. I was like, wait a minute, how many of those are there? Seven. Oh, I got to stick around. I can't go before I see.
Whatever it was, it worked.
That's all that matters is it worked.
I need to see Harry Potter through.
I'm only going to hear this and think, oh, my God, they're laughing. But if you've not been there, I don't want to say you don't know, because I think everybody probably has these moments.
Well, see, that's the problem, is that it's so much stigmatism surrounding it. That's why I'm saying, even the numbers, when I found them on Second Life, I'm like, who the hell committing suicide would think that to go to the Second Life wiki and then type in suicide?
I was so flipping pissed off. I'm going to say pissed off. Whoever that chick was, I don't remember what your name is, and I swear to God, if I could, I'd be calling you out right now, that hung up on me from Linden Labs. That first time that I connected, that was bullshit.
And I'm not surprised.
Like, oh, she was like, hold on a minute, and then it was disconnect. And I was like, are you kidding me?
There's so much stigmatism surrounding it that we don't talk about it. Even if you go and you read our article, I know I keep directing you to it because the numbers are there. I want to drill it into your head. If you're listening, even if it's iTunes later, drill it into your head. Go get those numbers. If you got to print them out and put them up above your desk, because there's too many people now that keep committing suicide. But the company I worked for, in brief, we had a company chat. It's, you know, an at-home type of deal. No, it was not a phone sex line. It's a nice, reputable job. But one of the ladies in that chat room was saying one night she was going to kill herself, and the supervisor told her, stop speaking of such unpleasant things.
Are you serious?
Unpleasant things.
Yeah, I'm so serious, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. But this is the world that we live in where I won't even say callous. I think people just don't know how to deal with it in this particular setting. I mean,
I'm
going to
say callous. I'm going to say callous.
Think some of it is, but I think it's a subject that nobody wants to talk about. Even if you think about it in schools, it's not like they pull the kids to the side. They kind of hand them a pamphlet. If you think about committing suicide, here's a suicide hotline number, and then they send them, you know, next, instead of saying, you know, are you having these feelings? Has anybody ever felt like that? You know, here's what you do if you feel like that. You call this number. Or if you have a friend, you know, don't joke. Try to help. Call the number for them if you have to. Put their phone to their ear. So it's something that we kind of avoid and skirt. But then when we see on TV, like today, yet another story, an 11-year-old killed himself because he was being cyberbullied and he had muscular dystrophy or something to that effect, and they were teasing him. He doesn't know what to do with it. The people, you know, the people that are making fun of him don't understand. They don't understand what they're doing to a person, or even realize that they've done something. Or even if they did, he might have said to them, you know, I'm going to kill myself, and they probably laughed. So
I'm going to reiterate what I've said before. I think the internet is a type of medium that allows people to depersonalize from all of the human contact, they what they see and what's in their mind is just a computer screen. It's just words on a screen. It's not another person behind the screen. They don't ever think about the person behind the screen. So when they react to what's going on, it's like almost like they're watching a movie or they're doing an interactive game or something. And this doesn't really have to do with human contact. Like in Japan, there was a guy who actually killed himself. And it was on a webcam, and he did it, like hung himself on a webcam, and there were people egging him on, saying, well, go ahead and do it quickly, go and get it over with, if you're going to kill yourself, go ahead and fucking do it, you know, and I think some of it was callousness. I think it was just some people were being complete jackasses and complete motherfuckers, and if I ever saw them in real life, I would literally tear their heads off, because that's just, that's disgusting to me, to do that, and some of it is probably like Jay Duke said in our chat room, that some people are just desensitized. They depersonalize everything on the internet. That's all it is. It's no human to human contact for them. That's all it is.
Now, speaking of people not having human contact, this topic came up this week too. I'm segueing away. You know, I'm good with the segues.
I like that segue.
Segue.
You know, I want a segue. I really do. I want to ride around. I think it'd be fun.
San Antonio has haunted Segway trips.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, it's so much fun. I'm going to have to go one day. Okay. Did we just ruin the segue? I think we ruined the segue.
I ruined my segue. No, you didn't. Well, part of another thing we were talking about tonight is, I think this should be dubbed Mental Health Night, is there are some of you out there roaming around on the internet, have a complete disconnect with
from reality.
Complete disconnect. And I am shocked. I'm seeing this. At first, it was just Second Life.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm seeing it everywhere. Even on Facebook, some of you are confused. You do not really bake cakes for a living, honey. It's a game. I am shocked and amazed at some of the things I hear. If you ever, and like Issa, hello, Issa is in our chat room, was saying she's never played Second Life. If you ever do get to go on Second Life, just park yourself in a place where there's a lot of people one day and listen to them speak. And I do mean on voice, and watch the main chat room, and you will see some of the most disturbing things I think I've ever seen in my life. And I think this is, to them, it's normal, but it's just disturbing. For instance, I was telling Miss Ginger this morning or yesterday? I don't know. It was early. it's way too early to be up. Yeah. That one of the girls I was talking to has, quote-unquote, a sister in Second Life. I don't like this either, this whole family thing without role play. These people are actually picking up families and saying, this one's my sister. There's bad grammar, too, Issa. It's horrible grammar.
Yeah, I've got people who have claimed me as their sister, their daughter, their whatever.
I think it's fine within the course of role play, but some of them actually take the roles literally to heart. We're not even talking about pretend.
No.
I mean, we're not even talking about pretend. Like I say, you know, Snow's my sister, Ginger's my sister, we're roaming around. But I don't literally, when we log off, think that this is my sister, as in, if I have a kid in here, you can have one type of sister.
No.
But some people in there are, you know, stuck on that. And these two girls were saying they were sisters, and they were playing around in the whole BDSM area. And whoever the guy was that was supposed to be their master or whatever he was, they were saying how horrible he treated them. And one of the girls said, well, I almost killed myself over it. And I says, oh,
really?
I'm so sorry to hear that. And I says, well, how often were you meeting with him? And she says, oh, I never saw him face to face. And then the both of them got quiet, which tells me two things. You know what you said was fucked up. And two, you realize that you getting to that point over somebody you never laid eyes on is fucked up. So why didn't you get some help? Why are you standing here talking about it? Oh, sissy, you know, you didn't know that I corrected my sister. I'm so much better than I'm so happy. I'm like, no, you're not better. This is a person you never laid physical eyes upon, and you were ready to kill yourself over because he left and to get this, to go partner with some other chick and have virtual babies with her. And they're talking about the baby like it's real. This is why I was confused.
No,
go ahead and finish your story.
He left me. He left me and her, and he went to go marry her, and he didn't want a family with either of us. He had one with her. Family, do you understand that this is code and a little avatar, little bot? You do get that, right?
That is hilarious.
That baby is not a real baby. It is a pixel baby. Mm-hmm. You will be all right if you never see it again.
See, I am partnered inside Second Life. I'm not going to go into too much detail because he doesn't want me to talk about it too much. But there is special circumstances within our partnership. And, all right, so we both made children alts recently. We're not playing them as our children, though we've talked about it. But the main thing is we're friends. When we're playing together and other people are interacting with us, we are playing as husband and wife. We're flirty, we're touchy, we're huggy, we're kissy, we're all that fun stuff. But behind all that and the IMs, we're talking like me and him, like real life, and we're laughing, you know, what are we going to do now, da-da-da-da-da. And that whole kind of thing. We're talking as us and not as the characters we're playing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people get upset about that. And then they start screaming, you're lying to us. You're fakes. You're frauds. Da 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 da.
That's the other thing. You're lying to me.
It's a game. We're having fun. It's two characters. We have it in our profile that we're not who these people are.
Let me point out to people out there, my avatars, with the exception of one, are all women, like 7'8". Extra super curvaceous.
Yes, she has got them Amazon bitches, let me tell you.
And I, in real life, am 5'1", and the only thing big on me is my butt, which I like, by the way. But so I keep telling, this is obviously not me. I put a little dash of me in there. Maybe this one has curly hair like me. Maybe this one has my eye color. Maybe this one has my butt. But it is not actually me. I am completely connected to reality. I even have in my profile, anything I tell you when I say I'm in character may or may not be the truth.
Exactly.
Because it's a character.
And Corey tried to warn me, and I learned my lesson the hard way. And from
now on, it wasn't just Corey warning you, honey.
A lot of people warned me, and I learned my lesson the hard way. And now I'm Ginger Ghost Star when I'm in there. I'm not Ginger, the real Ginger. I'm Ginger Ghost Star. And, yeah, I'm going to talk, and some of the stuff may be true, and some of the stuff may not. And
no, I had to go in and let me reach back for my old school word regulate because of Ginger. Cause I will say it because they're probably listening. These people got confused about who Ginger Ghost Star was and who Ginger is here, and they came here trying to start drama, whatever you want to call
it. Drama.
Drama.
I was like, hell no.
I was like, oh, see, now you're in the wrong realm now. This is my world.
You done fucked up now. You done pissed off Mama Bear. That's what's going on over here.
I went over and dropped a few legal where to here and to and froze, and everybody shut up. But they have a complete and utter disconnect with any kind of reality, and it is, Issa's asking in the room, what ages? I have seen it. I've seen teenagers, because I spent time with a group of teenagers the other night, and I've seen it in women who you would not expect to be in Second Life, 60,
yes,
70, and you would think they have their head on straight. They don't.
No, they don't. It is not a matter of age. It's a matter of maturity. And let me tell you, I will admit to having some feelings for people I've met online, but you know what? If it ended, it was not the end of the world.
I have had feelings. You being one of them, I met Miss Snow in life, and is one of my dearest, deepest, lovely. I love her. I love her. But
I will admit, if Corey stopped being my friend, I'd be crushed.
Yes. And we have had a few fights every now and again where we're like, I ain't speaking to you, bitch, and the next time, bitch, you look good. Let's go buy some virtual shoes together. And I have a Second Life husband, too, who I've been with for 6 years. But this is my friend. We are very close. We send pictures of each other's family. But look how long this is. We're not talking about somebody I met last week. Don't y'all love that person that comes in the Second Life and they've been there a week and they're like, I'm getting married and I'm leaving my real-life husband?
Yes.
Like, I've met those people. I'm like, really? Really? What's wrong with you? I'm like, you've not met these people in your entire life, and you're just going to up and leave your whole family, your kids, your job, your whole life.
Are you out your damn mind?
I've had people argue with me, especially the ones who call me a fake and a fraud when they find out that Ginger Ghost Star doesn't actually exist.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Really?
I thought you were joking.
No, you've been in Second Life. You know people are crazy.
Well, I hang out with mainly role players, so we understand. Well, most of us understand the difference between.
Yeah, not everybody. And that's the deal. A lot of people don't want to admit to is that Second Life, the minute you make that avatar, and the minute you change the slightest little thing from what you would really be in real life, you are now role-playing.
You're not lying also.
it does not matter because most people go in there, and you're going to put your best foot forward. You're not going to talk about
the bad things in your life,
no.
your bad habits.
Right.
You're going to put your best face on. And whether or not you want to admit to it, that is role-playing because you are no longer yourself.
You are the better version of you, but you are
yes.
still not yourself.
Yes, and so many people will argue with me over this. And it's like, you know what, are you this person? Are you, you know, 6 foot tall, or 6 foot three, you know, beautiful blonde hair, blue eyes, the six-pack abs, and, you know, the ass that just won't quit? Are you that person in real life? Because you are, I want to meet you and I want pictures. but if you're not, Pixar didn't happen. True story.
That's why I have in my, in pretty much all of my avatars, I have a disclaimer. I do not care who you are in real life. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to see your picture unless you have a really nice deep voice. I don't give
that's
up. Fuck about it, okay?
See what you look like in real life because your avatar is hot.
Right, exactly. Don't ruin it for me.
That thing that is in your real life profile. I don't want to.
And I will not RP with someone who has a real life picture. In their,
I don't either. I won't either.
No.
I won't either. I think that's the point where I don't voice with people if I can help it.
Yes. I stopped that a long-ass time ago because I got tired of it. It ruined the whole RP aspect for me.
Yes, and people start wanting to have, like, a real-life relationship.
Exactly.
And I'm like, no, I don't want you in my real life. I have a real life. You have a real life. And I don't want it mixed. This is my second life. And this is my real life. And never shall they two, you know, no.
Wow. See, now... Now I know there's psychiatrists in Second Life that are supposed to help with this sort of thing. I think they need to advertise their services more because we do have. I'm running through all the people in my mind that I met even just yesterday that have this whole disconnect with reality in Second Life. I remember vividly meeting a girl. There was a new girl. She'd probably been in Second Life literally a matter of hours. And she ended up at this place, and she wanted to role play. She specifically said that. And she said she wanted to go to Gore. We all know where the Gore is. If you don't, go look it up on the internet. Gorean, blah, blah, blah.
Gorean. G-O-R. There's no E on the end of it for those of you that are looking. Go ahead.
Yeah, and if it, the brief rundown is Women's Lib never happened. Okay. So she was saying, I've heard about it. I want to go role play. Where can I play? She's speaking to this other girl, again, completely disconnected from reality. Oh, you can't go to those Sims. They will capture you, and they won't release you. And the girl's like, she's new. She's like, really? How do they do that? She's like, oh, they won't let you. You have to be very, very careful because they won't let you leave. And I was like, okay, let me interject here. Reality is you can leave anytime you want.
Hell yeah. I do that. They quote capture me. I'm like, fuck this, I'm out.
Teleport. Yes. Now, the only thing they can actually do to you is boot you out of their city, and then you can't come back. That's the only power anybody truly has. There's a couple people that know some scripting trips that can probably put you in a tree or cage.
Is a troll.
I would never have any of those huds. No.
Okay. But it's not the way she was saying it. She was really talking to her like this: these things could really happen, and that they were going to do these horrible things to her if she didn't actually agree to role play or agree to play properly or agree to go in there like normal. I'm like, stop scaring the new people. And that is not true. And she's like, no, but it is true. I've been here for 2 years, honey. I was here week two when Second Life came along, and there has never in the history of Second Life been where they can make you do anything you don't want to do.
Anything legal, we should say.
Legal. Yeah. You can log off at any point in time and start up in a whole new location, even if they were to put you in a cage.
Mm-hmm.
Really, truly, they have no control over you.
And even if you have that RLV crap, the restrained life view or whatever, even if you have that on, if you want it to stop, you can turn it off. There is a feature in your preferences that you can turn the bitch off, log out, log back in, you're free.
Switch viewers, hell. You don't even
switch viewers. Which one doesn't have RLV? You're good to go.
That's what I do. You're like, what'd you say about my mama? Oh, let me switch viewers. I'll be back for you in a minute. But there is a bunch of women, and I'm concerned about them because this also leads to the whole thing of committing suicide. They really get engrossed in their character and think that they are this person. Remember we were talking about the movie Life 2.0, and if you're not following them on Twitter, they do have an excellent Twitter. They do. I think this is their second documentary about life, and this one is being run on Oprah's network. If you have low-grade cable, or you want to pop by her website and take a look at it. The first one was about, you know, how gaming is changing lives, and this couple got together from World of Warcraft and so on and so forth. This next one was about a couple who met in Second Life And this one horrifies me. This woman, I think she was already divorced, but the guy was not. He left his wife, and this woman allowed him to move in with her and her daughter.
Now, see, you don't know these people. You've never met them in real life.
Boy, could have been a pedophile. You know what I'm saying?
Could have been a pedophile. Could have been an axe murderer. Could have been all kinds of stuff. Axe murder being preferable to the pedophile.
Right? Yeah.
And see, they're showing them together, and I'm thinking, okay, and they happen to oddly enough, happen to be an attractive couple, but you still only know, as Ginger said, the best face that they put forward.
Exactly.
And you may feel like this person you met online is just the bee's knees, and they are perfect. Of course they are. You don't have to see them brush your teeth, what they look like when they wake up, what happens when they lose stuff.
Or when they get sick. You don't have to put up with them then.
Yeah, you have none of those real-life things to see who they really are in front of you, and it cannot be done in Second Life. Now, there's people that are like me that have been with their partners for a long time in Second Life. You know why? Because this is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. We talk when I see you, and that's pretty much that. I'm taking it with a grain of salt.
Yes, and so me and my partner have not been together nearly as long as Corey and hers. Oh, my God. Not at all. But, you know, we're 2 months in, and that's a long time in Second Life.
That's like 8 years in Second Life.
Yeah.
I'm 40 years in Second Life.
I'm about 10, because me and my Second Life partner, we've been together for a while. We still talk, so...
But that's all it is. It should be a good friend. Like I'm friends with these two. Like I'm friends with JJ.
Yeah, like he's my best friend. Like we don't even do anything romantic anymore. He's
what?
Just my best friend.
What did you say? What?
What?
He's your what?
My best Second Life friend. How about that?
Oh, it is over. Where are my eye drops?
You had to fake some tears for me?
No, I can't. I can't see to roll my eyes at you right now. So.
Girl, you know you are my bestest friend ever. You are, though.
And that's the deal. You know, me and my partner, we talk. And when we talk like us a lot of times in IMs, in local, because they're different. You play any MMO, you understand there are different chats to talk in. So in IMs, it's, you know, usually just me and him talking like us, like our actual normal people, and we're planning what we're going to do, and we're laughing, and... We're talking about stuff that's happening, you know, while the other
rolling people. Out. Yeah, we know. We know.
No, he's a lot more sensitive than I am.
Oh, wow. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
The dominant one in the relationship. It's kind of weird.
That's weird.
This is where it makes it difficult to... You have these services like Match.com and Chemistry.com. This is where it makes it difficult because you have these other people that are crazy.
Yes. God.
I see. What do you do? How do you fend against crazy folks when there's no filter? Because
red flags. Definitely look for red flags. The red flags in Second Life. The ones who have in their profile that they are a real life master or a real life slave.
Oh God, I've come across
I'm a real life. I'm a real life cat.
Yeah, I know. Or
no,
like the ones that say, if you can't voice with me to verify you're a female, then I don't want to talk to you. I'm like, all right, then I guess we'll talk.
Oh, my God. All right, sorry, that brought up a whole other thing. A friend of mine, I wouldn't say real life because I've never met them in real life, but a friend of mine in Second Life who I would consider a real life friend if you consider friends in Second Life real life. Anyway.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Is transgendered, female to male.
Right.
Is going through the shots, is already on the medication, is planning to go through with the surgery, and is a DJ at the club that I work at. And we had an incident the other day where somebody decided to request a song that was pointedly in reference to my friend's transgenderism. Is that a word?
What song?
She-male.
Are you... Oh, come on. That is so distasteful.
Yes.
Ugh,
yes.
Jerks.
Totally.
I swear.
Totally. Yeah. And he catches a lot of hell. And that was what this person was throwing a fit about. You know, I can't stand people who play somebody who they're not. And I've had friends who got hurt by guys who are playing as girls or girls who are playing as guys. And you're just going to hurt somebody and you're sick and da-da-da-da-da. And
then you are in the game for the wrong reason.
Yes. And I was like, oh, I was so mad. And what was worse, it was another coworker at this club. And I'm sincerely looking at getting off that shift because of this. And
this is not unusual in a game. What is unusual, remember I was telling you earlier, one, this is where I say people get too invested in their character. You had no need to tell anybody you were transgender. I understand you are free and unfettered and you are happy. You want to tell everybody. Sometimes it's just best to keep your mouth shut. This is the society that we live in. We're callous towards people committing suicide.
Mm-hmm.
We tell all of our business on Facebook, on Twitter, and Second Life to people we don't even know. And then we wonder why they come show up at our house and kill us, or they don't care if you kill yourself. Shut the hell up and just play. Like I said, you over there making the cakes, playing Cafe World, you are not really a chef. I'm playing a wedding planner right this second. I know that I am not really a wedding planner. I'm not going to call up people and start saying, I can plan your wedding. I do it on Facebook all the time on Wedding Street. No, I do not. We're just too much invested in the virtual world thinking that they're real. They're not.
Keep your real life to yourself, because I got to tell you, some of the hottest scenes I've ever had, some of the hottest, ooh, Lord, sex scenes I've ever had in Second Life or RP, it was with females who played males. And I knew they were females, and I didn't give a damn. It was good RP.
See, Issa's saying she's met some guys on dating sites, and she's got a guy friend. Where is she trying to go? Did she leave?
Issa, you're about... Oh, I was about to message you too, Issa, and you left.
And she done left the room. People should be allowed to be who they want to be. And the thing is, you can be in Second Life. It's just, I think they're not clicking to the fact that you don't have to tell anybody who you are behind your avatar. Okay. You really don't have to.
No. And I can understand sort of why he did, because he's a DJ and he voices, and his voice is obviously not.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're doing something like that, then you may have to have an explanation with it. But if you're going to have that explanation with it, then you need to be open to the fact that you are going to get those assholes who do stuff like that.
Yeah. And, you know, he handled a lot better than I did. I wanted to go off on the guy. I was like, really? Like, and mainly, it was, all right, let me rephrase this. I guess I was, of course, upset that anybody would even say this and be that tactless to him. And the other thing that just pissed me off was the whole, you have to be who you are in real life in this game. No, because it's a game. I can be whoever I want. It's a second life, not a first life.
Yeah.
I can be who I want, what I want, and it's, you know what, my gameplay. If you don't want to be in my gameplay, remove yourself.
Put me on the fucking ignore list, do something, just leave me the hell alone.
Yeah, make me a gray blob. I don't care.
Look, and that is why I am a 7'8" tall supermodel serial killer. Holla.
And I am sitting in my clothes, and I will stab them between your ribs.
And I am a Gorean slave girl who runs around completely topless all the time and nothing but a little bit of material around her hips. I am not that in real life. Okay?
That is hot. I need to start hanging out with Flo because her ass is hot.
And I have nice tits, by the way, in the game. I have really nice boobies.
Yes, but are they the bouncy ones?
They are not, because my prim nipples don't bounce.
Yes, and the physics are not an attachment point. Right?
No, they are not on point. It is bad. You can't have, like, your boobs bouncing and your nipples stay in one place, you know? It doesn't look right.
They're not bouncy because my nipples are prim. And for the rest of y'all who are out there listening, are like, what are y'all talking about? You've got to get in Second Life. You'll figure out real quick what prim is.
If you see my character, you will know she has got a banging body. I'm talking, like, hips. Nice ass, nice full boobies with prim nipples. Yeah.
I haven't seen my avatar recently. She's not quite twig thin as she used to be.
Because I'm not going to tell you about that girl that I was talking to. You people, just because you have big boobs, you don't need wide shoulders. Anyway.
Mm-mm.
Oh, Lord. Oh, I know. They look like linebackers. Okay. That's for another show. That's for another show.
Yeah, that's for our fashion show. We'll be talking to you about linebacker bitches.
Amazon linebacker, muscle-bound, crazy-looking bitches. Looking like a drag queen walking up in here. Bad one at that. Damn.
It really depends. Some days I'm human and some days I'm elf. It really just depends.
And that's what's best. That's what's best.
Mm-hmm. Be who you want to be. Remember, I think we're going to go a little early today, ladies, because I got some invitations to make.
Okay. Are you serious? Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then you have little kid pictures to be taking.
Oh, do I?
Sometime. I don't know when. Maybe not tonight.
I got some hacking to do.
I got to get to 85, damn it.
No, my mafia family is asking me this stuff apparently on Facebook. I didn't realize I had Facebook still open. I was wondering, why the hell does my window keep flashing like that? What is going on? I'm coming, people. Who? You know what? See, I should not look in the chat room. All right. Jay, are you actually in Second Life?
Jay, are you seriously in Second Life? Okay, we got to give him a 30-second wait.
You need to give us your name.
Yeah, you have to let one of us know your name, and we'll talk to you in Second Life.
And then I'm going to leave you alone because it always happens. I think I've talked to Ginger approximately an hour and a half total actual time in Second Life since I brought her in there.
Now, she's all busy with her, like, 40 bajillion partners.
I only have one. Only have
now.
One.
She's settled down now. You can follow her adventures in the virtual Sex in the City.
I know, which I need to write because I didn't do one this week.
I'm not going to write mine up because there ain't nothing going on anymore.
Mine's pretty boring, you know. I guess I could talk about us making kids and whatnot and our talk about, you know, well, if we plan on having children, at least we know what they'd look like and whether or not we're going to role play them.
Like, damn, now I got to create another avatar to cause trouble. Cause y'all
I know, right? She played my daughter, too. It was fun.
Yay, he's in Second Life. All right, we need your name.
Yeah, we need your name, Jay.
We'll get Jay later. Jay, wait a minute. Do I still have his phone number, Ma?
Girl, totally. We need to hook him up for real because you know what Blaster did. Oh.
Oh, God. Blaster and Bling. Ah. And those. I gave him those boots because I got those off of Steampunk Hunt. But those were the only guy boots I had, and they were much better than what he had on.
Yes. And that mohawk, what the hell?
Well, if you're going to get into Second Life, Jay, I'll give you some links. You can follow some fashion stuff and get some free fashion, which is, like, awesome.
Yeah, I think we need to go.
Issa's back.
Yeah, she came back. She's like,
you are all
like,
delayed.
Yeah, she's like, y'all ain't talking about nothing interesting.
I'm out.
Oh.
Issa, we need to know if you end up working for a game company, let us know. We want to give you some love.
Yes, yes, and then we want you to give us some love.
Hey, that sounded all kinds of wrong.
That sounded nice to me. I liked it.
Issa's hot.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she is.
Don't stop molesting the Issa. Okay, it's time to get out of here. You guys, bright and early tomorrow morning, the hot and fresh gaming news. Yeah, you hush.
Hello again.